News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. It's nice to be back. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Republicans in Washington disagree among themselves about whether they'll try and shut down the government next month to defund parts of Obamacare. Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman says he will propose such a bill, although he says his plan is being widely mischaracterized.
I authored a bill that says Keep the Government Open Act, which includes all the funding for all the government except for Obamacare. Now, if the president chooses to veto this bill, he's shutting the government down. The problem is that Republicans are terrible at communicating the message that we want the government open.
The White House says the president would not sign such a bill if it reaches his desk. Democrat Congressman Chris Van Hollen says Republicans aren't giving Obamacare a chance.
We can look at ways to modify it down the road, possibly, but let's get that in place. And I am very concerned you have many Republicans in Congress now saying that they're prepared to shut down the government.
All of this will come to a head when the government needs another temporary funding bill to keep going next month. A Sheboygan woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash in Wood County, which happened Saturday afternoon around 1:30 near the intersections of County Highways S and H near Millidor. The victim has been identified as 76-year-old Jacqueline Gore, who died at the scene when a pickup truck went through a stop sign was hit by a car traveling on Highway H. The truck flipped over. Three others hurt, 77-year-old Donald Gore of Sheboygan, 45-year-old Derek Swanson, and 45-year-old Jill Swanson, both from Hewitt. They are recovering at St. Joseph's Hospital. The crash remains under investigation by Wood County deputies. More than 100,000 acres and counting, that's how much land Idaho's massive Beaver Creek fire has scorched. That wildfire is threatening homes in the towns of Ketchum and Haley. Many houses there have already been evacuated. Residents in Ketchum are being told to prepare for perhaps more evacuations later this morning. You remember Operation Pandora? It was a multi-agency drug crackdown, making it harder to traffic on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. The tribe is also using a form of punishment that's long been a part of their culture, banishment for some involved in the case. More from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Banishment is a punishment that's long been in the Ojibwa tradition, and the Lac du Flambeau Band started issuing orders last week for 58 people to leave the reservation for 5 years. All 58 were arrested in Operation Pandora on drug charges, and the tribe says they're dealing with an epidemic as drugs, alcohol, and other illegal activity have led to deaths and violence. There have been over 10 deaths related to alcohol, drugs, and related issues in 2 years. Tribal officials say the 58 banished are not tribal members, but they warn everyone involved in gangs or drugs that they could be next, tribal member or not. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A Saturday afternoon jet ski accident on Lake Wausau. A man's in the hospital. The DNR says he's in stable condition after two jet skis collided near the Eagles Club. The man's name hasn't been released. Wardens say the crash is being looked into. Speed may be a factor. Portage County deputies will be leading a pair of classes to help people interested in concealed carry. Detective Wayne Kropalowski says it's important that people get the proper training if they are planning on using Wisconsin's new concealed carry law.
Well, if they're choosing to carry a concealed weapon, it's important to know the pros and cons of carrying a weapon and how to do it properly and legally.
Now, these classes filled up last year. If you'd like more information, we have a contact number attached to this news story at WSAU.com. Whew! No beer strike. A strike's been avoided at MillerCoors. Union members approved a new 3-year contract yesterday. The vote was 213 to 44. The sticking points were health benefits and a separate pay scale for new employees. MillerCoors released a statement yesterday saying they're happy that the union's approved and they look forward to brewing great beer together. All right, here is the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holly.
Becoming warm and muggy in the next couple of days, so a return to summer-like weather. We were very spoiled the last few weeks with the early fall-like weather. High today of 84, partly cloudy, slight chance for a scattered shower, mainly north of Highway 64. Tonight down to 62, that's a muggy start to your Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, high of 87, partly cloudy skies will continue on Wednesday with a high of 90. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Holland, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, thank you, Mark. Get a daily forecast and the latest radar zoom in right to your neighborhood at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.